Hello and welcome to The Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp and I come to you from my hermitage at St. Pius V Priory in Chicago, Illinois. We come together each day to reflect over the Word of God and to pray for one another as we walk towards our own heavenly Jerusalem. Today's Gospel passage comes from the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew writes, "As Jesus passed by, two blind men followed him, crying out, 'Son of David, have pity on us.'" As Jesus passed by, that's how today's Gospel begins. It's such a simple phrase, almost easy to overlook, yet this is how the grace of God so often enters our lives, quietly, almost imperceptibly. Christ passes by. He does not force himself upon us. He moves within the ordinary flow of our days, sometimes unnoticed, sometimes hidden in the very moments that feel almost obscure. And yet something stirs. Two blind men sitting in the dark hear the sound of his footsteps and the murmur of the crowd. They cannot see him, but their hearts are awake. They cry out, "Son of David, have pity on us." This is no casual request. This is a cry from the depths, the prayer that arises when our own self-sufficiency has failed. These men are not just asking to be healed, they are professing faith. They call him Son of David, the title reserved for the Messiah. Though they cannot see, they already know who he is. In their blindness, they have the clearest vision of all. Notice how Jesus first responds. He keeps on walking. He enters a house. He doesn't immediately turn around. That delay is not indifference. It is invitation. Christ is drawing them deeper into trust. The blind men must follow him even without sight, step by step, guided only by faith and longing. This is the rhythm of Advent. God often passes by quietly, inviting us not to grasp, but to follow. The divine presence does not always announce itself in dazzling light. More often, it passes softly through the hidden corners of our waiting hearts. And our task is to cry out, not once, but persistently, faithfully, until our longing becomes prayer and our prayer becomes surrender. Advent faith is not passive. It is the faith that walks behind Jesus in the dark, trusting that he knows the way, even when we do not. When Jesus finally stops, he turns to them with a question, "Do you believe that I can do this?" This is the question that meets every heart during Advent. Do you believe that I can bring light into your darkness? Do you believe that I can heal what you have carried for years? Do you believe that I am already near? It's not a question meant to test, but to awaken. Christ is not seeking proof. He is inviting relationship. Faith in this moment is not intellectual assent. It is trust in the person who stands before us. And so the blind men answer, "Yes, Lord." Two words, simple, pure, complete. That is the Advent response. Not certainty, but surrender. And then he touched their eyes. In that touch, the invisible became visible. The mercy they longed for is no longer a hope in the distance. It is a presence felt upon their skin. Sight returns, but more importantly, their hearts have already been opened. Jesus warns them, "See that no one knows about this." At first, this seems strange. Why keep silent about a miracle? But perhaps he is reminding them and us that divine grace is not a spectacle. It is sacred. It is to be treasured more than advertised. True faith does not need to shout. It simply lives transformed. Still, they cannot help themselves. The gospel says they went out and spread the word of him through all the land. Love always overflows. When we truly encounter Christ, when his touch restores our inner sight, something in us must proclaim it, even if words fail. Advent is a season of holy waiting, not passive waiting, but attentive, listening waiting. It is the time to let our blindness lead us into deeper faith. Every cry for mercy, every quiet longing, every moment of darkness can become a space for encounter. Perhaps you too feel blind in some way, unable to see how God is working, unsure where his presence lies. Today's gospel whispers this truth. Jesus is passing by. Do not be afraid to cry out. Your blindness is not an obstacle to grace. It is the doorway through which faith enters. Let your prayer then this day be as simple and as powerful as theirs. Son of David, have pity on me. And in time, maybe suddenly, maybe slowly, you will feel his hand upon your eyes, and the light will return. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, light of the world and healer of hearts, open my eyes to see you as you pass by. Teach me to follow even in the dark, to trust your mercy more than my fears, and to let my faith become sight in your perfect time. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words today, I invite you to spread them among your family and friends, and perhaps even invite them to join us here each day in my hermitage when we break open the Word and take a step closer to heaven. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.